Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Mega Threats by Nouriel Roubini is a nonfiction warning about the major systemic risks that could shape the global economy and politics in the coming decades. Written by the economist widely known as Dr. Doom, the book argues that today's dangers should not be understood as separate crises but as overlapping mega threats that intensify one another. Roubini focuses on 10 broad pressures, including rising debt, inflation, and stagflation, deglobalization, geopolitical rivalry, climate change, pandemics, cyber risks, and the disruptive effects of artificial intelligence. The purpose of the book is not simply to predict disaster, but to explain how these forces interact and why conventional policy tools may be inadequate. It is aimed at readers who want a macro-level diagnosis of instability in the world system, especially those interested in finance, public policy, geopolitics, and long-term risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central idea is that global risks now reinforce one another. The most important contribution of megathreats is its framework of interconnected danger. Roubini does not treat debt, inflation, climate stress, geopolitical conflict, and technological disruption as isolated problems that can be solved one at a time. Instead, he argues that they form a compounding system in which each threat makes the others harder to manage. For example, a debt-heavy economy has less room to respond to recessions or climate damage, while geopolitical fragmentation weakens cooperation on trade, energy, health, and regulation. This approach matters because it changes the reader's sense of scale. The book is not saying the future will be defined by one crisis, but by simultaneous shocks that overwhelm institutions. That makes the analytical structure itself central to the book. It reframes risk as systemic, cumulative, and mutually amplifying rather than episodic. Secondly, debt, inflation, and stagflation are presented as the economic core of the crisis. Roubini places the debt problem at the center of his economic warning. He argues that governments, firms, and households have become vulnerable after years of borrowing, easy money, and repeated crisis responses. In his view, that leaves the world exposed to a severe debt cycle in which higher interest rates, weaker growth, and falling asset values collide. He links this to the risk of stagflation, meaning a combination of inflation, sluggish growth, and economic stagnation. This is a key distinction from books that focus only on recession or inflation separately. Roubini's concern is that standard policy responses may fail when inflation is persistent, but growth is already weak. The result is a trap in which central banks and governments have fewer useful options. By making debt and stagflation central, the book explains why the current era may be harder to stabilize than earlier downturns. Thirdly, deglobalization and US-China rivalry weaken the world economy's shock absorbers. Another major theme is the erosion of globalization. Roubini argues that the world is moving away from the integrated trading and financial order that supported growth for decades. Supply chain fragmentation, export controls, sanctions, border restrictions, and strategic decoupling all reduce efficiency and raise costs. He ties this shift especially to the rivalry between the United States and China, which he sees as the defining geopolitical competition of the era. The significance of this topic is that deglobalization does not merely slow trade. It also reduces trust, blocks coordination, and increases the likelihood of conflict in technology, finance, energy, and security. In the book, geopolitical competition is not a separate foreign policy issue, but an economic force that feeds inflation, shortages, and instability. This gives the argument practical force. If the global system becomes more divided, then many of the mechanisms that used to absorb crises will weaken at the same time. Fourthly, climate change is treated as an economic and political megathreat, not only an environmental one. Roubini frames climate change as one of the most severe threats because it affects infrastructure, migration, food systems, insurance, public budgets, and social stability all at once. He is concerned not only with rising temperatures or extreme weather, but with the economic consequences of repeated climate shocks. Coastal cities, agricultural regions, and vulnerable populations can all face direct losses, while governments must spend more on adaptation and disaster response. The book's broader point is that climate stress does not sit outside the economy. It penetrates the entire system and interacts with debt, inequality, and geopolitical competition. That is why climate change becomes a megathreat in his framework. It can intensify inflation through supply disruptions, worsen migration pressures, and deepen political conflict over resources and responsibility. This makes the chapter on climate especially important for readers who want to understand why environmental risk is also a macroeconomic and governance problem. Lastly, artificial intelligence is analyzed as both a productivity force and a source of labor disruption. Roubini also gives major attention to artificial intelligence, but he treats it as a disruptive technology rather than a simple engine of progress. The book emphasizes that AI may raise productivity and improve some forms of decision-making, yet it can also displace workers across both blue-collar and white-collar sectors. That dual character is crucial to the argument. If technology boosts output but concentrates gains among owners of capital and high-skill firms, it can deepen inequality and fuel political backlash. Rubini connects this to the broader theme of instability by showing how technological change can interact with social tensions, labor market stress, and populist politics. He also treats cyber vulnerability and information manipulation as part of the same digital risk environment. In this sense, AI is not just a topic about innovation. It is one of the book's main examples of how a powerful force can produce gains, losses, and second-order risks at the same time. In conclusion, Megathreats is best suited for readers who want a broad, policy-oriented diagnosis of global instability rather than a narrow treatment of one crisis. Economists, investors, business leaders, policymakers, and readers of geopolitical analysis will get the most from it, especially if they are trying to understand how inflation, debt, climate stress, deglobalization, and AI may interact. The practical benefit of the book is that it encourages readers to think in systems instead of headlines. A debt shock can worsen inflation. Geopolitical fragmentation can strain supply chains, and climate damage can intensify inequality and migration pressure. Intellectually, it offers a coherent framework for connecting risks that are usually discussed separately. What makes it stand out in its category is its scale and its uncompromising synthesis. Many books focus on one domain, such as economics, technology, or climate policy. Rubini tries to bind them together into a single account of global fragility, using the authority of a macroeconomist and crisis forecaster. Even readers who disagree with his tone or urgency will likely find the book useful as a structured map of the major vulnerabilities shaping the 21st century. If you would like to support Nouriel Roubini, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.